Cora Sue Anthony comes from the world of theater. She grew up building sets and creating worlds for community productions, but that's not the kind of stage she works with now. She's a home stager. That means she fills empty houses that are up for sale with furniture to create the idea of what it would be like to live there and encourage people to buy. So, how do you appeal to the masses while making each person who walks in feel special? KELW's Casey Miner spent a day with Cora Sue and brings us this story in the latest episode of The Specialist.
Babe, did you see this closet?
On a Sunday afternoon in the third floor master suite of a townhouse in Richmond, California, Vanessa Wahlstrom is imagining the life she could have if she and her husband bought this house. There's mid-afternoon light coming in the windows, a well-made bed decorated with turquoise-accented throw pillows, a stack of red books topped by a green plant.
When you look at this, like, who do you feel like this is for?
I feel like a family, a very chic, you know, somebody that doesn't like too much clutter, that doesn't like too much stuff, just very, like, elegant, I guess.
Vanessa's the mother of 2-year-old twins. Her house right now, kind of cluttered.
I mean, I tell my husband, I'm like, this is what I want. I want to have, like, less stuff, just very simple. But he's like, it's not possible with twins. But I think it is.
That she's having that thought in this clean, uncluttered bedroom isn't an accident. Everything in here was arranged just so to create just this idea that this could be Vanessa's life, or yours, or mine. It's staged, which means there's a stager. I'm Casey Miner, and this is The Specialist. Rewind 4 days from the Sunday open house. Home stager Cora Sue Anthony and her assistant Gail Walker are perfecting the simple, elegant bedroom Vanessa is going to notice. The day starts at Cora Sue's furniture warehouse off 42nd Avenue in East Oakland.
We have 1,000 things to do today.
Sure. Well, maybe do you want to tell me what we
do? She starts making phone calls pretty much as soon as I get there, and she doesn't stop making them.
Hey, Chris, quick question. I got a text from Herman last night.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling with a question about the Spring Mansion, the Johns Hopkins.
Cora Sue's home staging operation is full service. If you're willing to pay for it, she and her team will paint your walls, renovate your kitchen, fix your floors. She works primarily with real estate agents who convince sellers to hire her before they put their houses on the market. Just dropping furniture in a small house costs $2,500. Doing that and hiring her contractors to redo things like paint and floors can cost more than $20,000. Her work turns the place you live into a product you're selling.
For me, I'm going to be looking for a dishwasher in the kitchen. So if it's empty, I'm going to go to that kitchen and see that there's no dishwasher. But if it's staged, you've already fallen in love before you even got to the kitchen. So by the time you get to the kitchen, you're just oohing and aahing. Then you get back to the car and go, oh, wait a minute. Was there a dishwasher in there? I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter because I love the house. I've fallen in love with the house already. It's the most emotional purchase anyone's going to make. So that's why you stayed.
Cora Sue and several of the agents she works with told me that every dollar a seller spends on staging gets $3 to $4 back when the house sells. So put $10,000 in, get $40,000 more than your asking price. And in the Bay Area, that means a lot. If you don't live here, you might not know this, but housing prices are insane. Insane. Like, 2 bedrooms in San Francisco now routinely go for over $1 million. Someone just found a dilapidated shack on the market for $350,000.
I'm just like, who are these people?
Cora Sue says she stages a house a day and works 7 days a week. Home staging tip number one, take away obstacles.
So it's more like a set than actually living. So a good example of that would be if you're doing a house with a beautiful view, if you lived in the house, you put your sofa opposite the window so you can sit and look at that view all day. But when you're staging a house, you put the sofa in front of the window facing you so that you see, oh my God, look at this beautiful living room. And then there's that beautiful view. It gives a different kind of illusion. You never want to run into the back of a sofa.
Not all obstacles are physical, and this is another big part of the job. Often, Cora Sue says people are selling their houses because they're aging.
I get them focused onto where they're going so they can let go. Some cases, I have to sit for an hour and listen to how each child was born in that house. But if that's the process they need to go through to let it go, then that's the process I have to go through to help them let it go.
Home staging tip number two, be flexible. It serves her in her work and in her life. Cora Sue grew up in Berkeley, and she describes her childhood as difficult and chaotic. She got into staging because she had a background working on theater sets. In high school, she'd work late and sometimes sleep on the stage when she didn't have somewhere else to go.
It's what you do, you know, you just survive.
Surviving means not dwelling on things for too long, and we don't have time for that anyway. She gets back on the phone with one of her guys.
All right, just remember, we have a whole house to do. So I'm going to go over to Sereno Circle right now and check in with Chris.
Listeners, this is not just me speeding you from scene to scene here, wrenching you from topic to topic. This is what it was like all day. Cora Sue does not stop moving, so neither did I. But I am going to speed things up for you just a bit here. Though the project of the day is to outfit the Richmond townhouse, to do that, we first need the truck, which is at one of the other houses Cora Sue's working on. We also need to check on a third house where her contractor, he was on the phone earlier, maybe you remember, doesn't matter. Anyway, he's finishing up with painting and light construction, and the owner might need a little bit of handholding. After all that, we can come back to the warehouse, pick out the furniture, and head for the townhouse. Ready? Here we go.
There's my truck. Okay, this is my truck. Her name is Sophie because she carries sofas.
It's now 11 a.m. First, we head for the Oakland Hills, where a lot of the city's money lives. The first house we check out looks like some kind of Italian villa. It literally looks out across the hills at a vineyard. It's big and echoey. We do a quick tour while the cleaners are vacuuming.
The difference between the cleaning ladies in real life and the cleaning ladies in staging is there cannot be a single fingerprint, speck, anything. The house has to look new. So on one hand, you want to feel like, oh, wow, it's a great house. It's been here a long time. But you also want to feel like I'm the first person to ever be here. So you want new house smell.
Home staging tip number three. Think about smells.
Now, here's a little trick. Right before your open house, if you spray the plants, if you put fresh bark down as mulch, spray it, it smells like the redwoods when you come to the house. So you actually get the scent before you even enter the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Okay, on to the next house.
All right, we're going to Sereno.
11:30 a.m. The next place is also in the hills, a pretty shingled house with a bay view. Cora Sue's crew has already painted the cabinets and redone the tile in the kitchen floor. When this house is done, she tells me, it will be gorgeous and maybe unrecognizable to the owner, who's been here every day while work was going on.
My name is Sandra Cavallo.
Okay, and Sandra, how long have you lived in this house?
I've owned this house for 23 years.
And if you don't mind me asking, why are you selling?
I'm selling it because I've moved to Walnut Creek. The house is in Oakland, and it's just time to sell it.
Home staging tip number four, slow down. 23 years is a long time.
And I've never seen anything that I liked better. It was my first house. I remember the excitement. My family, my friends came to see it, and just a sweet memory. I see kind of part of my life flash in front of me now, you know, leaving it.
But leave we must.
We have to get a whole house done still today down in Richmond, and I haven't even loaded the truck yet with the furniture.
12:15 p.m. We get back in the car and head for the warehouse, where Cora Sue and Gail start pulling furniture for the Richmond townhouse. Remember the townhouse? Stacks of lampshades, sacks of bedding, tubs of accessories.
There's a giant baseball pillow.
Yes, so you know what? Why don't we do a baseball room today?
This will be kid bedroom number one.
So I'm going to find some bedding that looks good with sports. And this could work with sports. And then my next step is I'm going to find art for the room. So every room needs end tables, lamps, bedding.
Let me just pause for a moment here because I'm not sure I've really described this warehouse. There are sacks and sacks of bedding, bins of ready-to-distribute accessories, dozens of lamps, racks of artwork. If you look closely, this is where you can see Korosu's personal taste, just bits of it here and there.
Clocks! I'm a clockaholic! My name is Korosu Anthy, and I am a clockaholic. I love clocks of any kind. Old clocks, new clocks, big clocks, little clocks, shiny clocks. Love clocks.
There really are a lot of clocks. Interesting, but generic.
If you go in a house and they have beautiful Mexican art, it has to go. If there's beautiful Chinese art, it has to go. If there's beautiful African art, it has to go.
That's because Korosu's job is to appeal to the widest market possible. You never know who might come through the door.
A Mormon might come through. You just never know. Or a Buddhist. Or anything. You never know.
But there are some things you can know. Home staging tip number 5, use mirrors.
The most important thing about a mirror is that they see themselves in the house. So you put a mirror opposite something beautiful. So when they walk by and catch a glimpse of themselves, they see something beautiful in the background and go, oh, I look good here. Are we ready to go? Mm-hmm. All right, let me get the address. Do you have the address, Jetty Drive?
Yeah, do you want to tell it to me so that I can?
Yeah.
I leave Korosu and Gale and drive myself up to the Richmond townhouse. It's about 40 minutes away. When I arrive, they're already there unloading furniture. It's kind of cavernous. Huge high ceilings, 3 floors, lots of stairs.
We need a fake plant.
By this time of day, it's past 5 now. There's a kind of calm.
Oh, look at this, though. Isn't that gorge?
Korosu's got her shoes off to move around through the thick carpet.
Do we want seashells everywhere?
Nah.
Paintings, abstract and colorful, or leaning against walls near where they might go.
This might work here, I'm not sure yet. So a lot of the times I don't like write out a plan and know what I'm gonna do exactly. This might be cute right here. Check this, oh yeah, look at this. With the wood, oh yeah, that's where that's going.
That green,
okay.
Korosu likes to say she listens to a house and it tells her what it needs. She loves dining rooms.
This is that room you do your craft projects and your science fair projects. And the anniversary parties, birthday parties, Christmases, Hanukkahs, whatever you celebrate, Kwanzaas, that's the room that the people come together in.
Home staging tip number 6. Remember why people are there. Because though you're selling a product, that's not what they're shopping for.
People are looking for a home. They're not looking for a house. They're looking for a home.
The Specialist is a show about work you don't think about and the people who do it. It's edited by Julie Kane and sound designed and mixed by Seth Samuel, who also wrote all the music that you heard. Music that makes me feel like this.
Like Barbara Streisand on a clear day. Rise and look around you. Yeah, you can see forever and ever and ever. So yeah, I like Barbara. Don't know her personally, but I like her song.
The Specialist's radio home is KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on iTunes and write us a review. It helps new listeners find us and also new specialists. You can find the show on Twitter at The Specialist FM. I am at Reed Miner. That's R-E-E-D-M-I-N-E-R. And you can email me at specialistpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
That piece was sound designed by Seth Samuel, who also wrote all the music. You can hear full episodes of The Specialist on iTunes or Stitcher. Just subscribe or find links to back episodes at kalw.org.